The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. So this morning there are three women that we need to just mention. We have Mary and Martha in the Gospel. The interesting thing there is that Martha, we know, must have been older than Mary, because it was Martha who obviously was head of the household, and she invited, she welcomed Jesus. Also, that's not in the Gospel, but was taking place. She obviously was preparing not just something for Jesus to eat, but for some of the other, probably a number of Pharisees and various people who had come to listen to Jesus. And Mary chose the part of sort of sitting and listening to Jesus. That's an important part of prayer. And I think, and I'm speaking for myself too, we don't spend enough time listening to Jesus. There's nothing wrong with sitting in silence. It's a perfect prayer. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And then just maybe as you sit there, now and again say, "Jesus, I trust in you." Just be silent. And another well-known woman that whose feast day we celebrate today is the feast day of Saint Faustina of Kolaska. She's the nun who began the beautiful devotion to the Divine Mercy. And she was born in the year 1905. She died very young. She died in 1938, probably from tuberculosis. But she was a bit like St. Teresa of Lisieux. She lived a very quiet life in the convent. She joined the Sisters of Mercy at the age of 20. And in the last 4 or 5 years of her life, she had many visions from the Lord. And he asked her to spread the devotion to his mercy. Just total emphasize that God is all merciful. Now, most of us find that very hard to believe. We kind of maybe accept it in the head, but we don't accept it in the heart, that Jesus, no matter what, is merciful. And all we need to do is come to him, and he will give us all the mercy that we want. And that's why we have this lovely devotion to the Divine Mercy. We celebrate it especially on the Sunday after Easter. The second Sunday of Easter is a Sunday of the Divine Mercy, a very, very special day. that was begun by Pope John Paul II.